tournament and all that good stuff.
Shout out to Andre.
I think it was some clothes for the kids that everybody came to. Like, they came Monday morning rather than Sunday, like they needed to. But all in all, yeah, everything was perfect. Shout out to my man Marty Weaver. He was the chef out there. He cooked us some good fish.
What's up, Weaver?
Yeah, sads, all that good stuff.
It was my man right
there. A lot of hitting going on. Even Karan Mom, she usually is real mild-mannered. Don't do too much talking and everything. Like, she'll give you a poem before we do, like, the balloon release or something. But she gave us a poem, and she laid the balloon release, and she did a couple of talking. So I was impressed in the media and stuff like that. That was it. She don't want to do it. So she's stepping out of her shell, so I'm too.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. That's always good to hear, man, because regardless of how much I joke, I do think that the work that Kirk and Cohen do in the community is important. These niggas are more than just lazy-ass podcasters. They actually do work in the community.
I was in the middle of a nap. I came here to do this, so no matter how late it seems.
No, that's a fact, though, man. That is a fact, man. And that's why I'm always, oh shit, hold on. Okay, here we go. I'm always very, very, very proud to even work with the two of you guys. I know I don't say that enough, but you know, you guys are working damn, I guess. Come on, what you got going on this week?
Thanks, man.
First of all, shout out to everybody who's coming in this week. Yo, did you steal an old shade from a hooker? What's going on? Okay.
I guess I got a bitch to defend myself. You're going to be a whole lot of random fuckery.
You both
today.
Are.
So cool. There's going to be a whole lot of random fuckery today. I'm surprised that the crystal ball is still full. You must have just refilled that.
First of all, Jesus refills this bottle. I don't have nothing to do with it.
What's that name this week?
Ginger ale.
All right, anywho. Man, what I got going to do? Conversation Tavern, y'all. Fame Jam and Full Effect Live Music. Got a lot of tickets sold this week. Hey, fellas, I need y'all to come out. The women are coming to the show getting real antsy because they don't have nobody to talk to, nobody to buy some drinks.
Modern women.
I know y'all need to, fellas, y'all need to come out, man. They're in groups while they're getting chosen. And ain't nobody to choose them.
Yo, speaking of that, let's get right into it this week.
You don't want us to ask you how you
man, I've been drinking.
Apparently that's how the game finished. Been drinking, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, BBL, man. Like, what's going on there?
What's that?
Brazilian butt lift surgery. So, damn, I forgot to upload the screenshot. I'm just going to talk about it.
You been scrolling Instagram and then looking at plenty of BBL?
Nah, my nigga, I would never do that. Come on. First. I like you get all serious. So recently Expedia came out with a tweet today, right, which is very interesting. It made David some,
like, the travel company Expedia?
Yeah, like, so they were basically like, yo, like, look, if you get your BBL, nigga, don't try to book hotels through us because these hotels don't want your leaking ass on the premises.
In, like, real life?
Yo, I'm going to read the tweet. I didn't get to upload it, but I'm going to read it. This is fucking hilarious. Hold on. Give me one second.
Let's leak.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It says,
dear guest, this is the general message of the blank hotel. It only applies to post-surgery recovery guests that have a future reservation with us. If you are not a post-surgery recovery patient, your reservation will remain unchanged, and you can disregard this message. Please be aware that as a result of the safety and security guidelines in this place for the rest of our guests and our staff, this hotel does not have the infrastructure and equipment to appropriately host guests that are undergoing post-surgery recovery. Please contact us if this applies to your reservation. We will gladly assist you to modify it. Your health and well-being during your stay is of the utmost importance to us. Yours truly, XP. Listen, man. So I don't want to more so talk about what the hotel said. I just thought that was funny. I want to get into the whole BBL phenomenon because there is a lot of women going to get these BBLs. Not too long ago, there was a Instagram post where it was like 20 bitches in the airport at one time coming from the DR who all had BBL. Cosby.
What?
I want you to
know. That's where I said it. He just took the exit real quick.
No, I'm not saying that. Before I get ignorant, I just was like, to hear. I'm on reasonable terms with you.
I mean, I just look at it as an advancement in technology, man.
Like, no,
it's a fucking tool.
I forgot you, right?
Like, women have realized they can make money on the internet using their body, whether it's through pictures or for just the Instagram models. I'm taking a step further to OnlyFans. It's just, they realize that certain class of men will pay to be around them because they have their body done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but a lot of
men are, bodies, not visual.
Like, a lot of these bodies are bots. But like, you can tell a BBL from a regular body though.
Yeah, I don't think they care. That's the thing. Like, you might care. But the average dude on the street does not care.
No, he doesn't care if he wants to fuck. But, yeah. Like, ain't nobody burying no BBL, bitch.
So, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about eye control. BBL is just a symptom of our society moving to the internet.
Right? No.
The look matters.
But when I ask you, are you out of control? Like, everybody's getting the BBL then.
I don't think they're out of control. I just think it's a symptom of the times.
Better question. Is it beneficial to all women?
Depending on what their goals are. If their goal is to show their body on the internet to make money, the BBL is a tool that's going to make them money. Now, they maybe not be thinking about their long-term health or how it's going to look when they're 60 or 70 with that jump, but a lot of them are just trying to get how they live. I think it's a sense of the economic state of this country that women have said, all right, I found a route that I can make my life easier. I can get paid doing this thing, right?
I should have known you were going to give them an excuse in a way out.
I mean, it ain't an excuse, it's the reality. Why are they getting them?
Why are they? That was my next question.
I'm telling you why. This ain't an excuse. This is actual factual.
So it's for potential attention.
It's not potential. They going to get it.
I don't know.
Good, bad, or indifferent. If you see a gigantic ass come by you, you're going to look at it.
A lot of these BBLs are botched, though. A lot of these bitches got these big old asses with these chicken legs, and it looks crazy.
Are you going to look?
Am I going to marry them?
That ain't what I asked you. I said, are you going to look?
What's a look don't get you money.
The topic wasn't are people marrying women with BBL? You said our BBLs are out of control.
Right.
A BBL or OnlyFans will get you some money. It absolutely will.
But everybody's got a BBL or OnlyFans.
That's the tool for that job. It's like everybody in the NFL got a fucking helmet.
I feel like
that's the tool for that job.
I feel like women are about to just do a double whammy failure on the fucking sexual marketplace value. They already plummeted pussy in the stock market. Now they're about to plummet ass. Because everybody's got a fake ass. Well, women have no business. Oh my God, where am I going to go with this?
I don't know.
Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. You guys are plummeting your own shit. And the funny thing is, after all you hoes get BBL, then the new commodity is going to be natural ass.
Hopefully, well, at that point, hopefully they made enough money to reverse that shit.
It's not enough money, dog. It's not enough money out there for all these hoes getting BBL. A lot of them look crazy because they got BBL, but they still got big old flabby arms. The shit just don't match.
So this is the thing, right? I think I...
Oh, some skinny chicken legs with a big old ass.
Our perspective is skewed because we live in the city, right? We live in D.C. where you got so many beautiful, natural women, right? We also travel. But you've seen some of those beautiful women all over the world, right? It's a whole segment of America that never leave their neighborhood. Don't leave their state. Don't leave their town. The first time they might have left, go to the DR, was to go get that BBL. Or they saw one at the Super Bowl in Miami or some shit like that, right? And they get that shit and they go back to their hometown and now they lit. You know what I'm saying? They own. That's why they ask to open the doors for them. It's going to get them some more drinks at the bar.
So
it might get their rent paid a couple times.
So you're in support of this?
I'm on reality. Why?
I don't give a fuck about reality, nigga, right now.
That's the reality.
Are you in support of women compromising their health or attention?
I believe they should do whatever the fuck they want to do with their own body. Now, they need to know what the consequences are. I'm in favor of them understanding what the long-term health effects are, even the psychological effects. Because when that ass stops matching your face and the body, like, that BBL at 25 is going to look different than the BBL at 50. And people's response to it is going to be different. Like, they need to be prepared for that. But I recognize what mindset they in right now. What they living for right now. And for right now, that shit is opening doors for them, so they going for it.
That's fucking stupid. Kirk, what do you think? I'm not calling you stupid. I'm just saying that's, if they think like that, they're stupid. Kirk, what do you think? Why do you agree?
I'm sorry, but this is a podcast with men on it.
With a BBL. Yeah,
but it's more niggas that want to see it than don't want to.
Would you marry a bitch with a BBL?
I wouldn't even approach you, honestly.
Cosby, how about you?
Nah, but that's not their goal.
No, but so this is the point of the podcast. Talk about this.
We are talking about it. I wouldn't even approach you. I feel like I shouldn't get that more conversation than that.
What else do they need to know?
This nigga right here wouldn't even approach you.
Another question, because we all agree it looks stupid. Are these hoes delusional?
No, because the niggas that are spending money on it, niggas that are wiping it.
Say something like, it don't matter if you're my hands are yours or something
like
that.
What's Lizzy say? Fucking fake ass, I don't care, let's turn around and make magic. So, obviously, so this was...
Whoa, Shy Glizzy doesn't speak for me.
I don't think so either, but there's women who want Shy Glizzy.
So a lot of women don't mind being objectified if it gets them to their objectives, right? If their objective is to get lit, get follows on Instagram, get free drinks, get a Birkin bag, get all of the trappings of the queens of hood rattling, if that's what they want to get, the BBL is a tool for them to get there.
But, okay, I guess...
So you're trying to make it like a larger... societal thing. We're gonna make it.
It's always a society.
We're gonna make a critique on society. We have to honestly critique all of hip hop and culture that's pushing the BBL.
I mean, they don't want BBL.
But if you're gonna make a critique of it, you have to critique the whole thing. You just can't critique the woman. That's just a symptom of where the culture is right now. Where Instagram culture, where hip hop culture is, they're glorifying that. If the rappers, every rapper got. The woman in the video got a BBL. All the women that get lit on Instagram have their body tuned up. So it ain't the women. They looking at, all right, how do I get ahead? Or what's going to keep me on top? They just using the tools. Just like when we first came out. They all tools. The lashes, all this shit is a tool to get men pink. And we say that men don't like that. It's men that like it. They pay for it. They pay for a woman to go get it.
There's a difference, though, because... Men will fuck you if you have a BBL, but will they take you seriously is the question.
But that's why I said the goals matter. Some of them ain't not to be taken seriously.
I mean, but so let's go back to the goals of this show in general. The goal of the show is to push the culture forward. So when I ask the question about the BBL, I'm asking partly,
is it pushing us forward?
Is it pushing us forward? And I say no.
So that wasn't the question. You said, are they out of control?
I think they are.
And so I wouldn't date a woman with a BBL. I'm international. You know what I'm saying? So if a woman came up to me with that situation, and that's not my thing.
What I'm saying is we're at the point now.
I know where we are. Niggas are like, you will work out and get the same thing. And it look better.
But it's technology. It's like technology.
No. You got to say bitches are like, not niggas. In general.
Niggas go get cool sculpting.
Bitches.
Not ladies.
No. I mean,
cool sculpting. That means you go get your body sculpted just like they did.
That's not true. Cool sculpting is just freezing fat.
Or you can work out and not eat fat shit.
But you have to work out and you have to do cool sculpting. It's a natural thing.
I'm not trying to hear that shit, B.
Now, I can see if you ask the question, are niggas putting fucking implants in their dick? That's the whole, that's the equivalent.
Niggas are getting pec implants, ass implants, all that shit's a thing.
The only thing that matters, if you put injections in your dick, now, that's the comparison.
Man, all that shit is fucking window dressing. Technology is just better. Like, a bunch of niggas going to get the big veneers and the new teeth and shit. All that shit is just an enhancement of the package. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all that shit is. I think, but if you want to make a critique of that, you got to critique the whole culture. You just can't be like, oh, women out of control. It's the reason why they're doing it. The culture is informing them that this is how you get ahead.
And I think Instagram is fueling their fire.
I can agree with that.
And I think it's ridiculous.
Now, if the topic was, is Instagram and hip-hop culture pushing our women to get BBL to their detriment, I'd be like, oh, yeah. That is what the real argument is.
Nah, but you can't
say
that
women
because guess what? Like, Instagram is not going to say go spend $5,000, $6,000 on business. Man, you spend $5,000, $6,000 or something, that's your damn fault.
But it's an incentive. It ain't like they going out.
An incentive to what? You ain't got no contract with Instagram or Facebook. What are you talking about?
No, but they incentivize.
No goddamn incentive.
They incentivize to get the service because they're gonna get the attention.
Attention doesn't equal happiness.
But attention equals money. If they go to get money,
not for most of these hoes. Most of these hoes got botched jobs.
It's popular, put it this way, it's popular for a reason.
Let's put this in perspective. These hoes are going to Dominican Republic and Colombia, getting worked on by servants who don't even know English.
Some shit called Brazilian.
And they're
going to Dominican Republic and Colombia.
Or BBL.
Or Brazilian.
I mean, look.
And they coming back home, leaking all over the place. Like, this is sad.
It's like a nigga buying a car with a lemon. You don't know. You're just trying to get
ahead. It's not like that, bro. It's not like that.
It is.
But you only want to get these hoes excuses. I get
like the same materials versus actual physical body.
Yeah, like, it's a car.
I'm saying it's technology, right? Like, it's just like if a nigga go to the store to buy a flat
screen.
Nigga got
like
a different
that.
Budget.
It's not like
one
that.
One nigga can get the 32 inch. You know what I'm saying?
You can throw the
one nigga
in.
I might got to get the Samuel. You know what I'm saying? The
Samuel's
going to go out.
Nah, bro. That's a
piss-poor
example.
It's not.
It is.
You're talking about materials versus physical.
It's on your body. That's like if you go get a dick job. Which, can you even do that? Is that even possible?
But what's the difference between the quality, right? How much it can spend, right?
Bro.
Oh, answer the question.
The question of the day.
What's the difference between the quality?
When Sage is going to DR in Colombia.
Why are you going to DR? Why are you going to DR instead of Beverly Hills?
Because it's cheap. So, and that was the question. These cheap ass BBLs in DR in Colombia. That was the question.
Well, it wasn't. It was our BBLs out of control. Like
they are.
You look like the K Michelle's. You know what I'm saying? She got money. Look at the
Michelle. She popped.
Well, like the Kardashians, like somewhere where they got, they going to get some, like, with some real money. Like, that shit ain't, that shit hit different.
These bitches ain't got no money. That's why they shit look crazy.
And here we go. It's
different. All right, man. I don't want to talk. Y'all don't want to get into these hoes. I get it.
We didn't come to have a shit on women session.
No, shit on women. No, it's just, okay, all right, fine.
I just think it's crazy.
Yeah, we made that clear, but you wanna take it a step further than that. What are you looking for? If we don't agree with it,
it's all good, player. All right, so next topic is this whole ass nigga. Hey, Con, I want to tell us this.
Think of that, bro. The slavery piece, the conversation is all here. It always brings us down. It always, I don't think I'll listen to you. Honestly, I think we need to stop talking about it. Because
the fact
that we never let it go is
what
I was
showing
before.
Hold on. Let me fix this real quick.
Yeah, I might have heard it
from David
now.
Yes, it's crazy. Give me a second. Hold on. Let me fix this. Let me fix this bullshit.
So, yeah, there's a little context, guys. That was Akon speaking on Funland's show about how we should forget about slavery because he feels like it somehow keeps us in a space of trauma and keeps us from moving forward.
You follow that? Because think of that, bro. The slavery piece, the conversation is more here. It always brings us down. I don't think I'll listen to anybody. Honestly, I think we need to stop talking about it. Because it's the fact that we never let it go is why we can't move forward. You follow that? Because now we blame everything on the root of
what. Okay. This is fucking crazy. Buddy. All right, I don't know what the fuck is going on. All right, so look,
I think if they didn't hear me explaining it, there's enough context, Akon believes we should move on from the conversation of slavery because it makes black people blame everything on the system or blame the white man or blame everyone else besides us taking
or that's not what he said. He said, if we want to go actually into what he said that we are a forgiving type of people, so we should forgive for slavery and forgive it. That's what he said. That's what Akon said.
Okay.
So my problem with what he said is, first of all, you're not even a descendant of slavery. You're from Africa, and we don't know whether or not your family sold slaves or not. Number one. Number two, you're not from America. You're not from Mississippi. So you probably shouldn't speak on it. We don't talk about the Congo or Nigeria or whatever the fuck you're from. We don't speak on what the fuck should happen in your country. So we'll speak on what the fuck should happen in our country. Because it has anything to do with you. Especially since we don't know your particular tribe and we don't know whether you sold slaves or not, based on your heritage. Number three, you already selling out an entire African country under the disguise of making a cryptocurrency city, making China's backing your shit. Not you, giving up more of Africa to China. And number four, you did a video with 6ix9ine. Now, granted, I'm not with all that. I don't give a fuck about the next stage and shit. That shit don't mean nothing to me. But, I mean, you know what it is and you know what that means. So that's my stance on Akon. What do you guys think?
Eric, want to take this one?
Yeah, I pretty much agree wholeheartedly. I feel what he's getting at as far as like how talking about slavery kills the movie. Like I've gotten to a point where I don't even go watch like new slave movies anymore.
Right, back
point in time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, we can't be about it, but you said it got painful. So without that talk, a conversation around that narrative, you're never going to get what you're looking for around the fact that this happened. So you can't stop talking about it. You can't just move on. You can't just like it under the rug. You can't just end all be all because it's not. You pay me then yeah, sure, maybe you will consider it.
We'll consider it.
All right, it's got to be a thing. That's my thing.
I think Akon, he started off with some decent intentions, but it just went left because he doesn't really have an understanding of how this thing really works, right? When you're talking about slavery, you have to continue to talk about it because the legacy of slavery still exists to this day. Corporations are still making money from their original sin of slavery. America is the economic power of the world because of slavery. A lot of things we are still affected by the legacy of Black people being enslaved in America. Now, I don't go as far to say Africans can't identify with African Americans. They live here. Everybody,
but they can't.
Everybody is treated the same way.
They can't.
And every African, most all African countries were colonized as well. So they all deal with the legacy of white supremacy, which is basically.
But so were Hispanic countries.
But it's different.
Now, how is it different?
Because Akon is born in Africa, but grows up and lives in America, which he did grow up in America.
Oh, that's because
they don't delineate, oh, you're African, I'm going to treat you nicer or less. White supremacy doesn't.
I'm not judging this based on what white supremacy.
I'm talking about my opinion on this.
My bad.
What you think?
I'm saying that I don't
differentiate once you're over on the soil because you get treated the same way. You live the same experience once you're here. Police treat you the same way. Criminal justice system works the same way. Racial profile works the same way. They don't know if you're African descent or not. You know what I'm saying? So he can have an opinion on it, but I don't agree with his opinion on what we should forget because America has a way of reminding us of all of their triumphs and failures, like the Declaration of Independence, 4th of July, the Holocaust, all of these 9/11 shit. Every injustice or thing that has been done against other races in this country can remind us of.
I will say this. I don't think that I don't give nobody the right to speak on our experience just because they look like us. That's crazy. Like, number one, okay, Africans make a difference between us and them.
Does white supremacy make a difference?
I don't give a fuck about that.
He was speaking on white supremacy.
On this conversation, this nigga said forgive and forget. He said forgive and forget. Meaning your relatives wasn't slaves. They may or may not have sold us over here, but you're saying forgive and forget. What's your motive behind that?
So I would say that the African descent kids that went to school with me through elementary school, during high school, did the same Black experience I lived in Washington.
You sound crazy as fuck.
What's different? What's the difference?
Number one, they asked to come over here. And they fled their country to come over here because they thought this was a better place. We was here, better place or not.
So hold on. So I got a Somali homie, right?
He's cool.
Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying. So if they came here, if they're fleeing.
He's from Canada.
Hold on. If they're fleeing, and I'm not even talking about the same person. So if they flee, this reminds me from elementary school. Did they flee war in Mogadishu and came over here, right? As Black people, right? America does not delineate, oh, you're from Liberia.
Yes,
or
they
you're
do.
From,
no, they I'll, don't. I'll tell you what you want. In the state of Minnesota, in the state of Minnesota, right, they have the most Somali immigrants in the country. Somali immigrants get more benefits than Black Americans in the state of Minnesota.
Because they got more representation.
Get the fuck out of here. It's not the same. That's the point.
So you name one small anomaly out of anomaly because you have an entire ethnic group to decide if we're all going to move to one place so we can continue.
Are them Somalian niggas in Minnesota sharing the benefits with us? Fuck no, they're not.
So
the fuck out of here.
You're naming one anomaly where
it's not no goddamn anomaly. Every immigrant group that comes over here on the back of us, when they get over here, they don't share what they've gotten based on what we put in place. They don't share.
What should they be sharing?
Everything.
They don't share.
They should share everything.
Like what?
Any benefits you get, you should share with us.
Okay, so, or...
Get the fuck out of here, you laughing at this shit.
No, because he always talk about people having like
the fuck out of here.
Or how do people use their political power, right? You know, they decided they're going to form a voter bloc. So they all moved to one fucking place where they can elect
how did their they own get politicians. Here? How did they get here?
Immigration.
No, nigga, how did they get immigration?
Oh, you said, are we taking it all the way back to...
They all went back. How did they get immigration? How did they get immigration? And what do they tell their kids when they get here? Don't fuck with niggas.
Some do. I ain't gonna lie. Some
most do.
It ain't most anymore.
Anymore? Says who?
So look, so you talk about the Somali...
Basically, your homeboy that you know?
No, basically because I have an understanding of culture and study.
Oh!
Because we're talking about first and second generation. Right? So if you're talking about the first generation that came, what their ideas were, what they thought about Americans and mixed Americans, hell yeah. Our age group, hell yeah, they did. But if we're talking, think about this. We're almost 40 years old.
It's a gray area.
It's not a gray area.
It is.
Neither
one of us can prove what we're saying.
Yes, I can.
So
I'm going to tell you one factor that makes the difference between our generation and their generation is something called the internet. So the exchange of culture before they get here. They didn't have no internet in fucking Somalia or nowhere else. The internet is universal.
Oh, guess what? Black people gave them that.
Because of the internet, now we have a real cultural exchange. So if you talk about the Somalis or African cultures of 20 years ago, I would be 100% in agreement. This generation is not the same. Just knowing and understanding, like, you know, it's a perfect example, Maple Avenue, right? I worked for the city of Tacoma Park for 5 years. And that's like a microcosm neighborhood in D.C. You got immigrants from everywhere. You got Ethiopian, you got Nigerian, you got everything. You got South Africa, you got everything. White people all in the same neighborhood. Living a certain way. The parents' generation, they straight-laced, Muslim, by the book, don't mess with nobody else, don't mix your culture. They are the people you're talking about, right? 100%. But their children that are now in their 20s are not the same. The ones that come here now, they are not the same. They actually have a better understanding of how Black and African culture is tied. No matter if they don't want it to be tied together, it's tied. Now, are there still people that are like the real Orthodox Muslims, the real Orthodox, like really the real religious ones? They still be on that same shit.
You can see.
But the average person that's immigrating here right now is not on this.
I mean, you can see, like, so I haven't talked to the average person that comes over here. I don't talk to enough, right? But I can see, based on the trends and things I see on Twitter, how these people talk and the kind of shit they say out their mouth.
Are you using Twitter as your...
What else am I supposed to use?
That data research.
It is the
people. It very much so is. Like, they
what?
Search.
What
they
are the
search.
Stats?
They search.
What look, are the stats?
Look at a search.
Survey that says, look at the immigrants that come to America feel about niggas.
Where's that? Where can I find that?
Google.
It don't exist. .com my shit.
So once again, I like to let the listeners know that listen to Google surveys that survey African immigrants. No, it's a real survey. What their opinions of Black Americans has changed due to the internet. Before the proliferation of the internet into Africa, the only thing they had to view of Americans is American television or African television or the portrayal of African Americans on TV. That's the only access they had. And now that we have the internet, they can see the whole, the gamut of what black people are in America. The doctors, the lawyers, the scientists. Barack Obama had a lot to do with that shit, too.
Barack Obama was a fucking African.
It had a lot to do with it. So that opened up people's eyes like, oh, shit, you can actually...
Barack Obama is an African.
You can actually ascend...
How does that open your eyes to us?
...being black in America to becoming president. It's not about you. I'm talking about the relationship between Africans and Americans.
Bro, it's not there, bro.
It definitely isn't.
It's not.
It definitely isn't. That's what...
Listen there.
I think he's over-exaggerating the other way.
Yeah, I'm talking about
It's not there. It should be there.
Right, it's not. It's the attitude you have is the attitude they had in the 80s and 90s. That they were definitely on that shit because they had no representation of what black people were. Like I said, the only thing they knew of black people
was media. You got a prime example of a nigga like Akon, our age, out here talking crazy.
So what the fuck is Akon ain't no politician or president. He's just a rapper nigga.
He's a nigga that you co-signed and said that he should have his own fucking...
He's entitled to an opinion. I don't agree with his opinion, but he's entitled to an opinion. I don't got to agree. You entitled to your opinion. I don't agree with half the dumb shit you say.
But you know what? I don't fault you for saying that.
You entitled to think, you know what I'm saying, that Africans don't like black people still.
I didn't say that. I didn't say all.
I didn't say all. I just think you grossly exaggerate.
I'm just saying
the amount of hate that goes on.
I'm just saying Africans shouldn't be speaking on what the fuck we should be doing in America.
Agreed. You got it.
Do you really agree with me?
No.
Fucking T-Pain ass. All right, last topic of the night. We're going to keep this short. PWI versus HBCU. Where would you send your child?
I've also changed back and forth stuff over the years. I used to think that us specifically living in like D.C. County, D.C. area should go to PWI. Not the reality of this country or this world, but it's what the world actually is. But we've seen that as a country. So in reality, you need to learn how to navigate this world quite well. So I get kind of sheltered in this area as far as what the reality look like. I'm just like black people. And so I felt like we should go to PWI. That was how it felt. I also felt like if you were black and you were one up in that white world of like going all over with some like Orange County or some shit, you need to be one of HBCU because you need to have a black experience with your people at like that's like be around commercial people, not just around uncomfortable like white people all day. Now in this reality that we are currently living in, maybe she could all go to HBCU. But also recognizing that HBCUs are still like white owned too. I don't feel like right now. So I think we need to like redevelop what our institutions look like. And then step out of the space.
That was a great answer.
I thought about this for a really long time, I promise you. Like since before I chose this school, I was like, I went to the University of Maryland because I still wanted to be around niggas, those that he'd be down, but I also need to be around white people. So you know, like that's why I made that choice.
Go ahead. What you think?
I too have gone back and forth. I went to HBCU, shout out to Southern University. But I also took classes at U of H. I took classes at what was that fucking Sam Houston? Like there were PWIs down there, right? So I got to see, you know, the difference. I feel like my child had a chance to go to Ivy League school. Maybe I would say that for the networking purposes, like just that degree at Harvard, Yale, whatever, is going to open doors for them. If it ain't up one of them top schools, you might as well go to A&T or one of them because at a PWI, you're just a number, right? You're going to need big-ass lecture halls. You're you don't really have no personal touch unless you play sports or you heavily involve yourself in the clubs. You're kind of in the system. You're in, you're out, right? But at HBCU, you actually get to build community, right? I could still call my professors. All my professors I had in school, like, I was able to bond with them, like, and them guide me professionally in a way, tell me right and wrong, really be able to give me a personal touch because we got 25 people in the class, 30 people in the class. You know what I'm saying? And the networks I've built from HBCU, like going into corporate America, the top people, black people, they be from the HBCU. They don't be from the PWIs. Like, because the HBCU teach you to grind. Like, you got to get out the mud. Like, and they're generally always the more just people versus the PWIs. They kind of get taught to be a cog in the wheel most of the time.
Everything you say up to that last part, because I feel like your perception is kind of your reality, and so you notice the HBCU, but I be saying both. Like, you get PWIs and HBCUs and pops back all over the place.
I feel like
even with my network,
I'll say that. I didn't see it impede anyone from making it to a top five.
I would like to get my opinion on it. No. Oh, shit. I'm going to keep the goddamn camera. I would say this. When it comes to my child, what school would I rather them go to? I would obviously rather them go to a PWI, period. Because in my opinion, based on what I observed, there's no difference between a PWI and a HBCU ownership-wise. It's just like a neighborhood. It's like your hood, right? It's owned by white people. They own all the buildings. It's just occupied by a bunch of niggas. And I feel like that's the same dynamic between HBCUs.
Especially because they still treat the resources.
With the exception of Tuskegee and whatever that school is in Louisville, Kentucky. Those are the only actual black-owned schools. Tuskegee and that school in Louisville, Kentucky. Other than that, all your HBCUs are all the endowments that are owned to them schools are from white people. And most of those white people are probably, quote-unquote, go-along, get-along gangs. So...
Well, ownership doesn't dictate culture.
No. Fuck the culture, though, because... My kids,
your kids are going to be participating in the
school. So if my kids are going to compete out here in the world, right? I want them to have peers, and I want them to be familiar with a different type of way. Going to an HBCU is the same old shit. Everybody late is the same shit. just higher.
On record, have you gone to an HBCU?
If you count UDC.
So your opinion of the HBCU is based on what?
Listen, I just look at results.
What's your opinion based upon what?
You go to the Howard Law School and you go to fucking GW Law School, you're going to have different results, period.
On a mass scale, but individually, there are...
I'm concerned about the mass scale because that's the general basis. I'm not concerned about lottery cases.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit higher than a lottery case per se, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's say your kid's being educated in the Montgomery County school system is much more important than them going to a PWI versus HBCU, right? Their foundation of education, work ethic, all that shit is junior high school, right? You can tell the people from HBCUs who went to DC public schools, Prince George's County schools, and Montgomery County schools, or private schools, for that matter, but then opted to go public. Like a lot of students do that, to go to Hampton, Howard, and Morehouse and Spelman. Like my little cousin went to Paint Branch Montessori, to Elizabeth Seton, then to Hampton. You know what I'm saying? So she had the high school and junior high school PWI experience, but wanted to experience HBCU for college, because that's more about your network, your culture, like how you become an adult more so than your specific education, right?
What do you want to do?
Because biology degree that she gets at Hampton, and unless she went to MIT or one of them top schools, that's just going to be the same as Maryland, the same as University of Virginia, the same as ODU. It carries the same weight. So, but the culture she's going to get at Hampton, whether she joins a sorority, the type of networking, the black people she's going to network there, is going to take her to another level.
Where do you want your kid to go?
I said it. I said if they got a chance to go to a Brown, Harvard, like, it's about five schools. I was like, you got a chance to
right, you gotta choose between Penn State and Morgan University.
Morgan.
Over Penn State?
Absolutely. Penn State is a fucking a white party school, right? And
don't y'all got a full ride to Penn State or a full ride to Morgan State?
Morgan State. I want them to get culture.
No motherfucking way.
State.
You're an irresponsible father, bro.
I would.
You irresponsible as fuck.
And that example, I would go to Penn State, but there are other examples where I would choose HBCU, like Howard or Penn State. I would say Howard. AMT or Penn State, I would say AMT.
First of all, I would choose Morgan. I would choose Morgan over Howard.
But Morgan, wow. But the reason why I say that is because the network and all of that comes out of these different schools is important too. And I don't think Morgan's network is all that solid.
I would agree.
Because we're in this area, but I don't think Morgan's
solid network. Once you say that, I agree with you on that. Morgan's network. Morgan Network is kind of weak. Now, if you pose that same question, Morehouse, Howard, Spelman, one of those, absolutely.
Oh, Penn State.
Spelman's net. If I had a daughter, if I had a daughter and I had a transfer from Penn State to Spelman, not me, plus you. She is the bourgeoisie, so she graduated from Spelman.
She will be
she lit as soon as she leaves out of
the I want to get to the point why I don't
when
fuck
she comes
with
out of,
HBCU.
She comes out of Penn State,
you know
she has another cause in the
world. The HBCU is put you in that go-along, get-along, get it. If you go to a PWI, ain't nobody paying attention to you. You got the credentials, and you got the mindset where, like, you've been around everybody, so you're not, like, necessarily, like, if you go to Spelman, right? You automatically go along, get along. Period.
Are you sure? Have you gone to Spelman? you got a lot of opinions on these schools. Where is your opinion coming from?
Listen, I got family, I got friends, I know niggas.
Niggas don't go to Spelman.
Well, what I'm saying is, the people that I know that went to PWIs, which the people I know that went to HBCUs, have much broader ways of thinking. As opposed to people who went to HBCUs who have that only, that select way of thinking that HBCUs limit you to. That's what I'm saying. That's the thing.
I didn't feel like my HBCUs.
Of course you don't feel like that. You went there.
Limited me to anything.
Well, you're a feminist. Listen, no, I ain't gonna say that.
I mean, that kind of show.
Listen.
Kind of
it's not that
type of
show. You know what I'm saying?
You know what makes you look bad when you use feminist like it's a...
I don't give a fuck about feminists. What a feminist is going to do to me?
And what if I ever said on the show I'm a feminist?
Hey, hold up. What? I just rolled up for you on Saturday. On Sunday. I ain't gonna say what it was.
We don't gotta do that.
I walked through the door. They were shitting on men for no reason.
I think they were just talking about their shitty experiences with dudes.
I just want to get on the mic and be like, yo, you, I want to be like, yo, y'all can just fuck all these things. Y'all fuck all these things.
Yeah, my baby daddy, right?
One of them been in jail. One of them went in. I'm like, yeah. Hey, every baby you got is a fucking loser. How does this work?
And that makes me a feminist.
Because what? You, I'm not doing this because I'm not gonna disrespect your brand like that.
That's the conversation we should talk about.
You get a show.
But my views
do not
reflect the
men in it.
I just booked the show.
I mean,
that wasn't my show.
Nah, Shorty was cool. Shorty had a little bit, but like, you know, I just didn't get like all the men bashing. Like, nah, fuck all the men.
I mean, it's something that she said that I definitely was like, oh, and it made me like, and you got a fiance and you feel this way. It was like, she's like, it's a war on black women, and we're fighting a war against black men that are fighting a war against black women too, and we all, I'm like, oh,
nobody's a war against ourselves. You could look at all the wigs. You could look at all the wigs in the goddamn audience. Look at all the wigs. Y'all fight the war against yourselves. All y'all bitches.
Let me stop, man. And then I think it all goes back to us not being able to control our image and our narrative because the media has these black women thinking they're black men are their enemies.
You was had right. It's not being able to control our women.
Well, we can't control our women because we don't have resources.
We can't control our women because our women think they shouldn't be controlled. They think they should control everything.
But that's the thing is that narrative has been spun that everybody's a boss bitch. Everybody's independent. You know what I'm saying? That shit is being pushed, but it's being pushed to the media, to the music, that because a girl... You know what I'm saying? She do a little side hustle or whatever, and she's a boss now, not knowing what it really takes. Now, there's some boss women out there, but the average woman, like, you're not making that type of money, right? And you're not willing to put in a commitment that the average man is willing to go to.
Exactly.
To be a boss. And it's not your fault. You know why? We do it because we want your pussy. So you're not willing to be that. We are getting super creative when we want the pussy. Okay, so it's the reason why we'll outstrive you or certain things. It's not that you could be smarter than us, but you don't need resources to get dick. You could just wake up and if you look decent, you smell all right.
You can walk outside with a say, I need dick.
And you'll get it.
There'll be 100 niggas lined up.
Yeah. Us, our ability to get pussy is inexplicably tied to our resources. So, with that being said, our drive for resources will always be strong. So it ain't even nothing personal. It's just biology. That's what it is. So all of this boss talk, I'm the boss, a lot of that shit's flowing.
But you're not the boss. I mean, besides the fact that men already built the world that you're comfortable in. We built it already.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable in saying, like, you guys did not build any of this.
Yeah.
You're comfortable in that, like, I deserve this, I deserve that. Okay.
Nah, men become the men that they are because they want you. So don't forget that. So play, like, be happy, like what James Brown said, you know what I'm saying? It's a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without y'all.
Exactly. So stop giving up the pussy for nothing.
Or stop saying you're at war with us, because you're definitely not at war with us. You're at war with white supremacy. That's who you're at war.
Stop having children just because you have an emotional moment. Yeah. Have a children because you met a good husband, but that's have a child because you met a good husband. But oh, god damn.
And I mean that I would say that's something they probably could have discussed about a little more, like how do you bring back
I wish y'all
black, how do you bring back black families. I don't know what to say.
It would have been safe for me if I would have got a good talk.
Oh, that's what you were talking about that day. I thought you were talking about right now. That would have been safe.
out of the fight, dog. Seeky a Southeast Fire.
Man,
I ain't fucking with you. She got
pepper spray. She's got a gun.
I'm not fucking with you. I'm not fucking with you.
Nah, that was cool. Shout out to what's her name, Toya? She cool. I want to get on the show. I want to get her on our relationship panel that we soon to do on the conversation. She was cool people though. She was cool people.
That's true.
So look, you know what? Let's go ahead and get to the final thoughts, man, because Kurt Lahib on the win.
Ain't
you
the motherfucking DJ?
Oh, money!
Shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks, man. They want the chip.
Who gives a fuck?
I like that.
Bitch. I'm kidding. I don't even know who that is.
I'm the Galupo. I'm the Galupo.
So you
the Greek freak.
You really like T-Pain, especially with the white beats on there.
Hey, man. I'm gonna let you make it all night. I'm gonna let you make it, man.
Kirk Cheese.
Kirk gonna make like a cold out of his eyes and shit. Come on, man.
I be having these moments where my eyes just don't stop watering for some reason. This one of the moments. It's light shining like that, man. Eyes look bright.
Stop crying, man.
That's what you think, right? Like, it feels like that. I'm not there. I'm sorry. Because I don't even care about my last one. Let's redesign education. Get rid of all these white supremacy organizations that are describing themselves as the schools that are educating us. Where are we going to live? That's my final thought.
What's it?
That's it. That's all. The music. Some of the greatest school followers as a creator of that school.
Okay.
On Instagram, on the internet.
Facts. Hold on. What about the other topics?
I don't care enough to do a final thought.
C-Pain?
Shout out to all of the listeners of the Straight Talk No Chase podcast. We love you and appreciate you very much. Excuse trip symptoms. Drunkenness tonight. He's halfway. No, he's only a quarter of the way Christmas.
I'm not drunk.
He must have sprinkled that batch or something. Sprinkled that batch. Well, that was the re-up. He came in to refill.
Sister, sister. That's my sister. Sprinkle me.
Let's start with the DBL topic. This is out of control. I understand that the media, hip-hop music, and just culture is telling you that your value is in your body parts. So you feel like you got to enhance yourself to be valuable, right? To take advantage of certain privileges that you see other women being able to take advantage of. And I understand that should lead to some economic gain short-term. You're going to get the likes, you're going to get the love. On Instagram, you're going to get the love at the club. You might get you a couple bags out of it, you know. Save that money. Flip that money. Parlay that money because that type of sexual value is not lasting for men, right? Once you reach a certain age, you age out of that body needs. And it's going to be a whole other crop of women behind you that are going to take your place. So it's an expiration date on that love. Just know that. When it comes to, we even missed the topic. We didn't talk about Biden working with Facebook. I'll just mention that in my final thoughts. I'm always careful about talking about censorship. Censorship is a double-edged sword. It can help us, or it can hurt us. Right now, the misinformation about vaccines on social media is running rampant. I think it is affecting people's health and safety. So I think it's important. I challenge the listeners to look up what the statistics are for the death rate of vaccinated and unvaccinated people. Check out the statistics of countries that have access to the vaccine and who don't have access to the vaccine. This is quickly becoming a pandemic of unvaccinated people. I mean, they're fighting it out.
You work
out what's going to happen. I don't work for anybody. I just look at the facts on the ground. And I challenge everybody to do the same. I'm not anti-vaxxer by any means. I'm not pro the U.S. government and believe everything they say. But one thing I do know about the coronavirus, it has the ability to shut down countries. It has the ability to slow down economies. When you talk about why this is an equal opportunity killer or equal opportunity disease, because it shuts down the economy. The reason why we went ahead in the U.S. trying to open things early, trying to do certain things, because so much money is involved. The reason why we have the anti-vax movement, especially at the top corporate level, is because of greed. Now, I'm excluding my healthy conscious people, my super healthy people, but the reality is that's a minority of people. The average person is not healthy. The average person in the black community is not healthy. By no real fault of their own, because they live in food deserts, they don't have the same access to health care, they don't have the same access to all the things that make a healthy population. But it is what it is, they are not as healthy. So when we push this information, let's be careful that if you're from a position of health and happiness, that you're not putting other people's lives at risk. When we're talking about, HBCU versus PWI.
Yes.
I'm a proud HBCU graduate. I struggled with this topic even when I was thinking about where I was going to go to college. Like, what type of experience do I want to have? What type of networking do I want to have? What type of legacy do I want to have? And, you know, in hindsight, I'm glad I chose the HBCU. The ability to really lock in with my professors, lock in with alumni, being able to be guided after I was graduated, being able to have a very strong network after I graduated. Like, my West Coast network is crazy. Texas Southern is the first HBCU going west on the West Coast. So I have very great friends from all over the country because I decided to, you know, take the trek down to Houston and join the HBCU. My experience there was awesome. I took classes at PWI while I was there, and the experience just wasn't the same to me. Like, the class size was more intimidating. I just felt like a number. I felt like a cog in the wheel versus when I'm at the HBCU, I felt like I'm part of a larger family. And I think that fostered my education and my willingness to push forward a lot more. That's my final thoughts.
Thanks, man. Yo, I'm gonna take this slow this week, but I'm gonna get with my shit quick. So, first topic. What was the first topic?
BBLs.
BBLs. All of you hoes are delusional. And it's really sad. Honestly, it's really sad to see the fact that Expedia had to release a statement for you hoes is fucking sad. And I don't want to hear that excuse. Well, we're doing it for you. We're doing it for the men. No, you're not. No, you're not. We don't want chicken legs with a big old bucket on the back of it. We don't want that. We don't want that. We want cooperative, natural, fit. We don't want bitches with small stomachs, fat asses, unfit legs, and ridiculously big arms. name of that shit when all the power runners get together and they hold that one thing? That's what they look like. What's the thing that when the Mastodon, Pterodactyl, when they all get together, what is that thing called? You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
I know what you're talking about.
Here comes the Green Ranger. All you motherfuckers. Y'all motherfuckers look like the goddamn ultimate Power Ranger robot man.
Oh shit.
We don't want that. We want a natural woman. We don't want the robot nigga for the Power Ranger. We want natural women. Do you understand that?
Holy crap.
What's the next topic, man?
It was something before the ACCU.
What are we talking about? We're talking about before the ACCU. Fucking, Akon, bitch ass.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Akon. Akon worked for China, and he out here talking crazy, talking about what we need to do. Nigga, you ain't we. What is Akon? Congolese, Nigerian, whatever the fuck he is. No disrespect to none of those countries. But I want to say some shit real quick. Stop coming over here to America telling us what the fuck we need to do. Why don't you stop fleeing from your home country and fix that shit? Why you flee to America telling free people here in America who fought for freedom, who continuously fight for freedom, who continuously fight against white supremacy? Why are you telling us what to do? Why don't you tell the Chinese motherfuckers and the Indian motherfuckers and the white motherfuckers, we in your continent, where you 98% strong at, dominating your shit at 2%, why don't you tell them what you're telling us?